easy exams. You're listening to The World at One. My name is Kevin McManus, and we're going to be looking at an interesting topic of debate, the question of whether exams are getting easier. Here with me in the studio is a Government Education Minister, James Howell.
Hello, Kevin.
So, what do you think? Are exams getting easier? Something must have changed. Every year, we hear that more and more children are getting A grades for their A-levels. Why is this?
Well, I don't think that it's correct to suggest that exams are getting easier. It's far more complex than that. I think that the successful exam results are a result of recent government policies. Better teachers, more time spent on one-to-one classes with pupils, things like that.
Okay, that's an interesting point, but there's a paradox, isn't there? While students are achieving more and more of the top grades, the levels of literacy and mathematical ability are decreasing. Employers say that new employees do not have the adequate skills. They complain that some can't even write up a report in grammatically correct English. Is there any explanation for this?
Well, as regards spelling and grammar, that argument doesn't hold true. We live in a computerised age where there just isn't such an emphasis on literacy and maths. They aren't as important as they were many years ago. Another important point is that more A grades are awarded now because the marking system has changed. In the past, we used to have a quota system whereby only a certain number of people could get the top grades. That doesn't exist anymore. If you get a certain percentage, you get the grade.
So you don't think that exams are getting easier then?
No, I don't think so. I think we should be proud of all our students for achieving the top grades. And we shouldn't put them down by suggesting that the exams they take are easier than they were in the past. That, I think, is most unfair.
Well, thanks for coming in to talk to us about this today. That was James Howell, one of the government's education ministers.
Thanks for having me.